Drew a leg by a piece of music there by Wizkid. I almost said Wonder Cool. I don't know where Wonder came to my mind. But Wizkid, of course. So Drew a leg by off his fifth. That's a fifth track of off his Wizkid Ayo album. That was, of course, inspired by his experiences and surgeon in and around parts of Lagos, specifically Odrelegba in Lagos, Nigeria. So we're listening to us wherever you are, whether you are under the Odrelegba, the popular Odrelegba Bridge. You know, I have some experiences around there. Remember sometime in 2005, I had some friends who lived in Odrelegba, so we'd, you know, we'd stay around the bridge, you know, wait for activities. And I mean, I don't know, sometimes I look back and I can just be grateful indeed. That piece of music was produced by Legendary Beats, of course, done by Wizkid Ayo Balogun. Welcome, 9 minutes past out of, should I wait for seconds? Oh, it's 10 minutes now. 10 past 10, that's what the time says. And I'm glad to have you join us today. As you already know, my partner is a bit under the weather. She's away. She's trying to recuperate. Of course, every no big deal, you understand? She just need to, like, really, really rest. It's necessary. And she'll be here before you know it. So I'm riding solo again today. And I need all the support I need. All of you out there, lovers and fans of Nigeria Info, specifically the techers, this is when I need you the most. You know how it is. So, guys, let's go on this beautiful journey together. What do we have in store for you? Well, we'll kickstart with the feel of Lagos, where we find out what's happening around the city of Lagos. Fuel scarcity is still very hard, or hitting hard, in the city of Lagos. I hear some people buy fuel up to 500 naira per litre, and some people have to, like, you know, part ways to some extra cash to be able to buy at filling stations that are selling. You know, if you get cake, drop 500 naira as in pay money, you get what I'm saying? And then they sell for you. Some people aren't even aware what's happening in the stations while they're on the queue, long queues, and they're waiting. And then you talk to them, they'll be like, I don't know whether we're moving or not. I don't know. That has been the experience. But you know, there are some people, those who work in filling stations right now, this one you remember that, it's good to have somebody who works in the filling station though. Because people try to reach out to those who either own a filling station or work in a filling station. And then they say, you know, Baba, how far now? How can I get? What are you selling? Let me bring my keg. All of these activities are ongoing in the background. There are those who go hustle the fuel. You know, they get there. They hustle for the fuel, all right? And they hustle, they buy it at a normal price or something a bit above. And then they sell on black market. You see them moving around queues, you know, long queues of vehicles that are waiting to buy fuel. And they're like, you know, see fuel here, or 5 liters, 10 liters, 5 liters, 4,000 naira. You know, they're just, everything becomes a hustle in Lagos. You know, once there's anything going on, there are those who are crying, there are those who are benefiting from it. It's always the story in Lagos. But hey, that's my own observation. That's on my own little knowledge about what's happening in the streets of Lagos right now. You know what's going on in Olungu. You know what's happening with you. And that's why we share, give you an opportunity to share that story with us right here on the show this morning. Even as we inspire you to get yourself pumped up for another rollicking time on radio. Well, you have to call, scream, what's up, Lagos? Yeah, like you're crazy. And then we get a talk. So what that does is it lets out that negative energy and allow you to be in a positive frame of mind as you go about your everyday activity today. Well, welcome indeed. The numbers haven't changed. 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, you can call 01465-7190. That's a female-only line. Don't ask me why. By the way, Women's Day is coming up this month, 8th of March, and a lot of things will be happening, as you all know. We're celebrating the women. I think it should be celebrated every day. Yeah, I know men will be like, what do you mean? Don't you celebrate men too? Yeah, we will. We do celebrate men. And but I just think women deserve that special celebration. Yeah, don't hate, just appreciate. If you want to count on the number of things, how the role they play in our society, my brother, you say, reason down this world without women. No. You claim as a man that women are your problem, right? Women are the problem of this world. But think about the fact that we had this world, no women. I know you're thinking, you're saying, Collies, that's not right. That can't work. I know. So that's the truth. That's how important they are. You know, that's it. I know women also say we too cannot survive without men. But now we're celebrating women. So let's talk about women and their role in the society. That's all we're talking about. I just said, well, let's think about it by yourself, all right? So don't hate. Female online 01465-7190. If you're a woman out there, I just hear Luna. So I expect you to call right now and tell me what you're doing and how you're doing this morning. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
It's been
yes,
about.
Good morning, take care.
How do you feel this morning and where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Oba. I'm going to the petrol station now to get fuel.
You even have fuel to drive to the prestigious station. I mean, a strong man.
I wake up at 3 a.m.
Eh?
I buy and I sell, then I go back again.
Bad guy, so you're the one I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even need to stand on the street. I put it on my status on WhatsApp, and you can't imagine the number of clients I have.
Wow. See, that's another level.
the thing is, there are some of us, we can't go and start queuing and sitting down.
Yeah.
Their money speaks for them.
That, you understand? That's right. So
yeah.
So if someone needs fuel right now, I could say, call you, Binabo.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
I'll deliver right at your doorstep.
Man, see hustle. Nice one, man. I don't know. Yeah. Nice one. Sharp guy. So how's it going?
I'm not really expensive, just 1.5 for 5 liters.
Oh boy. 1.5, 5 liters.
My friends are selling 3,000 for 5 liters.
I saw 4,000, my brother, 5 liters.
Yeah, that's too much.
I won't slap you, guy. Is it about just 4K?
Fine, make money, but it should not inconvenience people. Somebody came to me yesterday. He said he was taking his wife to the hospital.
Yeah.
And he does not have 1.5. I said, how much do you have? He said, yeah. I said, bring it. Come and see the way this guy was praying for me.
Oh-ho.
This is what you need to do.
That's right, man. Kudos. I don't know. I don't know if it's legal, but at the end of the day, man, you to help people. So,
exactly.
Shout out to you, Ibenabo. Thank you for sharing.
Done. Yeah, man.
Good morning to you. Like, you see what I was talking about? So people take it to the next level. They put in a status. You need 5 liters of fuel. Holla at me. Holla at Ibenabo. You're gonna get that, guys. What has been your story? Have you gotten fuel? Have you been on the filling station at the filling station lately? Are you on a queue? Did you buy black market? How much did you buy? What is the feel of Lagos this morning regarding that? And is there any other thing you'd like to talk about? Let's get it. Talk about that. There's a little story that is making around on social media. We'll talk about that too. So get ready for that. It's about a lady that entered a BRT and got missing along the way. She sent several voice notes to a family member, her sister, I presume. You know, trying to explain that she was the only one in the bus. She was getting dark and she was getting worried. And that has dominated the conversation on Twitter. We're going to give an update on that and also hear your thoughts about that and talk about the security and the transport system in Lagos. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Ooh la la. Ay, ay, ay. 0700-993-993-993. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Well, you can call us a lady 01465-7190. 01465-7190. This is Nigeria's number one. Let me rephrase that. This is Africa's number one radio for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Who are you? Hi, good morning. Our line's jamming there, Bob Marley. Hi, good morning. Hello.
What's up, nigga?
Yes.
Good morning.
Chance alive. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother. Get us this level B.
All right.
It seems like, this is Ikenna calling from Aja.
All right, Ikenna, how far is there fuel in Aja? What's going on?
There's no fuel in Aja, and there is no water as we have.
No water, no fuel.
You know, I tell you, brother, why is because the pure water and bottled water trucks that normally deliver water in the estate where I live, there's no petrol. No petrol for their trucks to come in. Well, that's a lie, because all of us know that those trucks run on diesel, not petrol. So it seems like Nigerians always capitalize on situations to rip fellow citizens off. Now, those ones that will bring in the water, they will not add additional 15 naira for a pack, which is wrong. So this country, we don't know where we are going to in this country. This private government just won the country of that like a boss. I shake everything come out.
All right. Anyway, sorry about that experience, man. And I agree with you. It is always like that. People, whenever stuff like this happens, like I said, some people take advantage of it. Some people do it in a nice way. Some people are not nice about it at all. Now, imagine if your trucks that should be supplying water. You know, water is a big problem. Water, portable water, drinkable water in Lagos. You know, Lagosians spend perhaps half of their money to buy water. And it's crazy. That's the word I want to use. I won't use any other word, because Lagos is an island. And he said that an island in school we're taught, right? What's an island? Somebody, are you there? Oh, the kids have gone to school. All right. Any parent out there, what is an island? An island is a piece of land surrounded by what? No, finish it. Nah, come on. Where you are, say water. I know a few people will say it. Some will not, just from big boy and not say anything. But hey, an island is a piece of land surrounded by water. And here we are in Lagos. That's an island. Water everywhere. But we don't have drinking water. They'll say, oh, you know, you can't drink the seawater. But I don't understand why we should have water problems. Why we should even have pure water companies? I know that someone's hustle, you know, making a fortune out of this, because there is no affordable water. And these days, we even wonder, what's the quality of the water? Anyways, I hope somebody's listening. I don't understand how we're in an island and there's no water. Here you go, though. Well, it is well. Let's hear from Usman now. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Collins. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Welcome.
See, I should have been more active than this, but I can't lie to you. I'm really frustrated. I am tired. Huh. Collins, I've been on the queue since 2007. I'm on Ozumba, very close to Stanford, trying to buy fuel.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy. I'm sweating in the car, and I ought to be at work. I resume 9 o'clock, but up to this moment, I can't. Because if I should miss this opportunity, I won't be able to get home. Please, let's just help us to talk to the parties involved. This stress is just too much. For how long do we want to find ourselves in this state? I wish you can see me right now. I'm sweating in my car. I can't even turn on AC. And I don't even know when I will get when. My prayer is just once I get there, they shouldn't tell me they are not selling anymore. Because I've been here since 6 or was it 6:30? No problem, Collins. Enjoy your day.
Man, Usman, thank you for sharing your experience. Sorry about that experience, really. I can relate. Because I know, I just wanted to know the feel of Lagos this morning. I'm sure that the governor is listening, or his team is listening. And I'm just sitting here wondering, you know, what palliative, what exactly they're doing. We heard in the news at the federal state level that NMPs is saying that they're doing something to ensure that this fuel scarcity or this hardship, it's not even the fuel scarcity, it's a hardship that comes with it. Because usually if there's going to be scarcity, a responsible government would ensure that before that happens, it is always an emergency in this country, before that happens, they have made plans to at least cushion the effect on the people. Sometimes you just wonder, you want to ask the question, do we even care about the people? Really, really, really. Well, I'm just reminding you, 2023 is around the corner. So if you don't care about the people now, the people will not care about you later. We'll not even collect bribes there. We'll not collect money. This year, this 2023, there's no money will be collected. So sorry about if you're feeling really, you're going through this hard time. I'm really sorry about it. On behalf of the good people of Nigeria, I'm really sorry about that. But hey, we want to know how it's going so that those who are listening can know what Lagosians are facing right now as a result of that, and hopefully do something about that. Hi, good morning to you. All right, 0700-993-993-993. We have some WhatsApp messages I'll be taking, and before we run away to bring you a pick some bills, because we're just getting started. I can see this message here. It said, what's up? My name is Ikorosu Caudry from Irokosu Caudry from Ikrodu. Okay. It said, what's up, Lagos? Why, thank you for screaming. What's up, Lagos? Appreciate you for that. I guess you are letting out your frustration too. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the number through which you can send a WhatsApp. Let me take a call quickly before we run for some bills. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Cheers to life. Who do we have? Where are you calling from? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm calling from Gowon Estate. This is the name.
Okay, go ahead. What's happening in Gowon Estate?
A first-time caller.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome.
it is not easy.
It isn't.
These people are taking us for a ride.
Who are the people? Who are who? Are they drivers?
The people that are at the hands of affairs.
Okay.
I had to buy fuel at 250 per liter.
Ah.
250 per liter in a police station.
Man.
It's not funny, oh.
And no, it's not funny, man. I can only relate. Thank you for sharing with us. At least you have fuel. Manage it, oh. Don't go and be on AC anyhow. See? Just kidding, guys. We'll take a break right now, pay some bills. When I come back, right after the break, we'll touch on a few stories on social media highlights. I talked about the lady who got missing in a bus, and the family has been shouting on Twitter. We'll get an update on that. And we'll also talk about a Nigerian in Ukraine, which I think we should celebrate, who decided to sacrifice a lot just to make sure Nigerians were well over there in Ukraine. We'll be right back right after the break. Welcome back. We're getting straight up to the WhatsApp messages. If you are just joining us, this is Nigeria's number one for talk. Well, I need to say that again. Africa's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, standing in for the techers indeed. Andre, a bit under the weather. Thank you. I see the messages sharing love, showing some love to her. And I know you miss her. I miss her too. But she'll be here before you know it. What's up, Lagos? We are, where are we going in this nation called Nigeria? No power, no fuel, Naira has no value. Which way are we going? Benga from Ayeturo is sending a message. And Benga, that's a real question. That question was asked sometime in the 80s by Sonny Okosun, who said that, which way Nigeria? Which way to go? I love my fatherland. I love to know. So that question has been since 1900. Let me know what answer. But thanks for the message. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Caudry says that the problem is the society is huge. There is crude oil, no refineries. Lagos State surrounded by water, no access to drinkable water for citizens. What I said earlier. He said, we have to start talking to the government. We have to start taking our government responsible. Only little efforts and research will make these resources available for us bountifully, free of charge. But no, what we have is direct opposite. And you frustrated, Caudry. I know exactly what I'm just looking here. We're an island, but there's no water. Even though we're surrounded by water. I mean, think about that, God. You just one governor, one person will just say, you know what? For being in a land where there's water, you're surrounded by water, you should never lack water. You don't want to know how much Lagosians are spending to get water. I don't understand. Drinkable water? Even water, say normal water to bath. The color on the island, the color of water on the island, you spend the extra to just put it at that good state. Anyways, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Wishing Andrea safe recovery. Thank you so much. This government should salvage this country before the things will be destroyed in its entirety. Anyways, my Lungu is very serene. Let's pray for our world because we need peace. I agree with you. My prayers and thoughts are with Ukrainians at this time. But last, we survive the second month of the year in the pandemic. Din. It is a Dean Naji. Thank you so much. End of the day, last, you have survived the second month of the year in the pandemic. Oh, my. Thank you so much for reminding us of that. Sometimes we get carried away and forget that we have survived yet another month in the pandemic. Yes, I want to thank Total Filling Station at Towing Street, Okwebi, Ikeja. And I got to the queue at 8 a.m., bought the fuel at 9 a.m. at the same pump price, filled my tank up. They maintained for only cars and no kegs, which made it well coordinated. He said thanks to the station manager himself, who took it upon himself to manage it. Now, a police van came to jump the queue. Surprisingly, the man insisted that they have to go and queue up. Yeah, we need to clap for that. That's good job. Good job. Because this is when people use their power to abuse their power. Just say, oh, it's police van. No. Well, there's emergency. All of us are emergency now, where everybody is in emergency situation. Anyway, shout out to the manager. I was bold enough to do that. And surprisingly, he stopped them and said, she goes to the queue. He said, the best station I've ever seen in Nigeria. So shout out. You see, Total Filling Station at Towing Street. This is it. When you do your work well, they are going to what? Celebrate you. Now, I'm sure that manager, if the owner of Total is listening now, he will say, that manager of Total Filling Station in Towing Street, they will have to increase his salary, because this is like good PR for free for them. Anyway, its pump price is 162.5 naira per liter, and that's what they're selling. God bless you indeed for this message. You didn't give us your name, but hey, gracias, merci beaucoup. Well, getting fuel is like buying foodstuffs in a state of war. It's that you have to settle the touts to get into the queue, after which you settle the fuel station securities to enter the filling station. Then the fuel attendants will collect theirs at the point of buying the fuel. It's like we are at a war zone, you know? What will happen if we're actually at war? He's asking this question. Jude from Tulare. He said, Nigeria is not doomed. It's not doomed. It's high time the people rise and take action. Okay. We'll talk about it and things will change. Jude, I feel your frustration from Tulare. But hey, God day. It's a Collins. So, Collins, I like your sense of humor. Thank you so much. Appreciate. Shout out to Andrea. Shout out to her. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Raphael, for that. Okay, let's get into the show as we continue with some stories. So, I talked about a thread on Twitter that I was following over the past couple of days. And so a friend, Mercy, tweeted that, "Hi, guys, please help. A friend of mine is missing. She entered BRT bus from Chevron to Oshodi. And since then, we haven't heard from her. She dropped some voice notes and informing us of her whereabouts. We tried contacting her after, and we have not heard from her then." And this, according to the tweet, said happened on the 26th. And today is what? The 4th. And this tweet was yesterday, on the 2nd, actually. This tweet was on the 2nd. So a lot of people are talking about that. I was trying to get across to the lady that tweeted so she can give us an update, but I couldn't connect with her. But I brought this to say this, that, hey, we have to be vigilant out there. There's still one chance happening, you know. So don't allow kids, or not just kids, you know, don't just move. Don't say, now this Lagos, I'll raggedy, I'll rough it. The times are really tough. There's a lot happening out there. There's kidnapping left and right, you know, and there's a lot of crime out there. You cannot afford to move anyhow. You understand? It's safe. Even if you're a one-man mopo, you know what I mean by one-man mopo. For those who do not know, ask the next your neighbor, all right? Even if you're confident with yourself that, look, nothing will happen at least Lagos, Aguaka, don't just waka anyhow. You understand? Normally, it should not be a problem entering a bus, you know, from Aja, or say you're going to, or from wherever, within Lagos. But it's a problem because the times are very, very... Isn't that what the Bible calls? What's that word, dude? Peculiar time, right? Yeah, that's exactly what... Really tough times. So, inform. And I love... In this case, this lady was giving updates as she was in the bus. At some point, she said it was dark. She was the only one in the bus. And she was sending voice notes in. You could feel that she was actually not happy. I mean, comfortable. You know, she was sending voice notes. And that's what led to the fact that they were able to at least trace that you moved from point A to B. Later, I saw a woman showing a picture of the bus. They said BRT bus, the alleged BRT bus that the lady was in. And she said they had claimed that it was an accident. So, something led to something. But she said, no, this is the bus. Nothing happened to the bus. Where's my child? Where's my child? So, parents, be vigilant. Be out there. and ensure. And let's be our brother's keeper. Let's ask questions. I'm going somewhere. Give information in details. I'm guilty of this. I remember sometimes I get a fight, you know, my partner would like, you know, she go fight me, say, you just a form Rambo. Where are you going to? Give me specific details of where you're going to. Initially, as a man, you'd be like, hey, you know, what are you trying to? Don't you trust me? And things like that. No, it's not don't you trust me. It's just in case of in KCT. You understand what I'm saying? So, men, this goes out to you because you go out a lot. Women, let your people know where you're going to, as it were. And away from that quickly, I wanted to celebrate a particular woman. And if you've had a similar experience by the last story I just talked about, well, you can call to give us an update and let us know. But we're still taking your reports from across the city of Lagos. So if you want to let us know what's happening in your Lungu, let us know by sending a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Well, Madam Gladys is, I hope that's her name, Madam Gladys. She is one person I wanted to celebrate today. Now, just listen to a narration of her experience in Ukraine. She owns a hostel in Ukraine. She has some business in Ukraine. She's a doctor. You know, she's established there. And during this crisis, she decided to take in all Nigerians in Kiev. They moved in to a place. They were sleeping there, eating her food. I mean, we saw some videos. I think she was on the freezes, Daddy Freezes live. And then the Nigerians were having fun, eating kore food, ogbono, everything, rice, jollof, you know, during this crisis. And now it has escalated, and she gave an update of her situation. But there's a lot of lesson here. I wanted to celebrate her because she sacrificed, you know, she sacrificed a lot just to ensure that Nigerians there, you know, were comfortable, even in a war. And that means a whole lot. And I think it's something that we should celebrate. I hope that when this all is all over, even the government or the people would, someone would look at it beyond just saying what we're doing on radio right now. Listen to our narration just for a few moments, and then I'll take a few calls to hear from you.
For night, now just bomb. Now waiting with the year, bomb. Everybody knows he sleep. We run out. Oh, we know if we say we hide, you know, come out from near the wall, stay for the middle of the house. We wait till all of us come to pray. No Niger matter. My name is Gladys Ibrahim. I be Rivers woman. We there for Kyiv. When I study here, I be medical doctor. I finish school here like many years ago. Then I come Nigeria, stay small. Then I come back to Kyiv again. And then I decide to enter business. And we get African restaurant. We get African shop. We can't get African hostel. We can't feel say, okay, people they stranded. The cards know they work. People won't collect money. They know they because sometimes they exchange money for them too. So when they come, they say they want change money. I will change for them. I will collect the naira, give them dollar like that. So as the war starts, they are not free withdraw money. All of them come meet me to change money for them. Their cards don't block. They are not free withdraw money. I can't they give them the money. I can't not say some of them don't even free collect money at all. You understand? Now I say, I made a con they chop for free. They stay for free. Right now, all of us now don't come out from where we did. We don't see sleep now, so we bomb with the year. Now all of us run. You see us now, we plenty where. See all of us here. We plenty. Back everywhere, reef dying. We don't come out for the city. Maybe we go take shelter for another place. Maybe Poland or any other place. Me, my family, my little baby. See all of us, we plenty. Even some pregnant women, they among us. Some children, their papa don't call me, their mama don't call me, then they are. We plenty. Last week, the threat in day. Last week, it been day serious. Everybody been fear where. I even they cry, say, which kind of thing be this? All my investment, everything, where I want to start from, where I want to carry come out, where I want to live. But life first, before all those things, you understand? Where I carry come out, now my cooking food, where you go eat. Now that one, they be more important. No be clothes or all those things. If you buy clothes, where do you feel carry? Where do you want carry? Where do you? I get full African shop. Where I want carry? And for my head, I get hostel where contain more than 100 Nigerians. Where I want put them on top of my head. I don't cry the cry where I see cry, but that will not change anything. anything. You understand? You don't change anything. Something will happen, will happen. We don't pray, it still happens. We don't bring our own Nigerian pattern come here. Pray, it still happens. So nothing will fit change. But I believe, say, life goes on. You understand? Life goes on.
Wow, Mother Gladys, of course, the legend of this period, especially Nigerian woman. You heard her story. You heard it. And I think she should be celebrated big time. Yes, I hope that they get back safely and things get back to maybe to some reasonable normal. Were you inspired by that? What would you have to say about her? I want us to really celebrate her today. I mean, I was really touched when I saw that. And I felt that, look, it's right in this time. You know, we're looking at what's happening in Ukraine from different perspectives, right? But this is one of the ways that we should remind us that, look, Nigerians are indeed special people, you know. Look at that. How that inspired me, and I feel I should share with you today, and I hope you're inspired by that story. Well, 0700-993-993-993. Those are the stories, of course, we want to pick on the social media highlights today. Let's check out some messages on WhatsApp here. All right, as a lady, I've heard from any lady, what's going on? You don't tell me it's because Andrea is not around, though. You did this yesterday. I'll be busy the network. All right, ladies. Oh, yeah, con. On 01465-7190. 01465-7190. What's up, Lagos? Calling to Andrea. Me, I know fit key myself. Oh, I know get fuel. My generator for two weeks now. And I know fit, you know, I know fit, you know, put on my generator due to the scarcity of fuel. Omo, my people, you know, the tech Asha, well, okay, Asha, I get it. Asha means sorry, Bele. Okay, I get it. He's saying that, he said the person that has traveled, that, Geoffrey, this is your message, if I finish him. Yeah, Mr. I feel vexed. You know, for where I did, I just vexed now. I start swearing for everybody. Yeah, but I don't want to do that. What's up, Lagos? Get well soon. Take it too. Well, Andrea. It said, no way. It said, no way, Nigeria, which way? No way, Nigeria, which way? No way to go. No way to go. It said, I love my fatherland. How do we love our fatherland? I don't know what you mean by that, but I think you're rephrasing the song I sang earlier. Greetings to you. What's up, Lagos? Jude from Sulari. On the point. See, it's baffled me yesterday night that touts are demanding cash at the point of entry into MRS filling station or Jota, after which you get to pay the dispenser before they sell one, you know, the quantity needed. You say, are we mad in this nation or what's going on? Huh? Sazi in transit. Sazi, that question, that is valid, though. It's valid because something is not right. All right. It's a word and inspirational story that's coming from Kodri. She is patriotic Nigerian. More power to her elbow. And may God bless and help them to safety. Amen to that. That's her commenting on Madam Gladys, or Lady Gladys, who you heard her voice and narration earlier. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Obas. I'm calling from Ikorodu. The first time caller to this show, though.
Wow. Welcome. Good to have you.
In my area here, though, there's a filling station close to me.
Okay.
Since the incident of this scarcity started, They have fuel, but they don't sell. What they do is later in the night, they just sell for a few cars and they lock up again. Then their staffs who work with them, they will put those fuels in jerry cans and sell to people who want to buy as black market. And it's really annoying.
What area specifically?
Yeah, in Ikorodu, that's the Remi Dancing Filling Station. That's the name of the filling station here at Ikorodu. That's the telewa here.
Wow.
That's what they do, and it's really annoying. It's really annoying. The only filling that sells fuel for people here is a total filling station at the Sabo area. That's the only filling station that sells here.
All right, thank you indeed for this update and report. I mean, more and more very worrying updates about the fuel situation. apart from paying agberos, paying the attendants, paying to enter, you now pay to buy the fuel. I mean, this one, is the government that is causing it? Or people will still blame it to the government. Say, there was fault, they won't do all this. But how do we react when there's a crisis situation in Nigeria? How do we react? That's why I played that story of the lady. At that point now, when people were desperate, all right, she had the choice to say, no, my food now is times 10 the amount. She had the choice to say, oh, my hostel now is times 10 the amount. After all, the people, they can't go anywhere. Oh, yeah, go home now. They can't go anywhere. But instead, she did the opposite. We are here. Little scarcity. You are taking advantage of it. Oh, you have to pay. That's where everybody becomes oga. That's where the security man at the filling station will be almost slapping you. Say, who are you? Yes, talking to anybody anyhow. Best way of you buy, you pay your salary. You see? And that's when the attendants will now You get what I'm saying? So I played that for you to see. The woman, you saw what she did? In the war zone. This is not war. This is just fuelo. See the way we're behaving. And very soon we say, it's the government. That's how we are. Oh boy, we have a long way to go. And you agree with me. I know you agree. Oh my. Gabriel, let's take your call. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome. Let's talk.
Good morning. This is Gabriel.
Yes, Gabriel. Where are you calling from and what's going on where you are?
To get for everywhere is hard.
Where are you at the moment? And what's your...
Yesterday I got for from Coast Spain. But before I could get the way, I had to call someone from Orlando.
Alright.
And I called someone who is my neighbor who is working at Orlando. So he called me. I had to maneuver my way to get this back to the way. I bought the fuel at the normal fuel pump price, $150.
Alright. Great. Thanks for giving us the update, Gabriel. Lucky you. Now, please, I'm reaching... There's a message here, a very important message. It said, please, I'm reaching out to you on behalf of my brother who misplaced his bag in a cab this morning. He boarded a cab at Edo Junction along Lugbe Expressway and alighted under Banex Bridge. He left the bag in the boot of the cab. Now, the bag is brown and orange checkered bag. The contents include clothes, shoes, and accessories. He can be reached on the number 0815-8582559. 0815-8582599. His name is Ikeni David. So please, if you found it and you are searching, if you just by mistake see one bag, we're going to be on. You know, try calling the number to confirm it. And you know how it is when you misplace something and then you don't even know how to get it. So thank you for the message. Appreciate it. Hope we did justice to that. We'll take some bills. And then when we come back, we'll take the last set of messages and then get into a family clinic. Somebody needs our help today. And we'll get to hear the story right after the break. Welcome back. It's 2 minutes past out of 11. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The station for the nation. All right, welcome. We are on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And standing in for the dynamic duo is Collins, the microphone heavyweight. Teke. Okay. To all of you who are sending love to Andrea, we said thank you so much for the love. It shows that you truly care. We appreciate you for that. Now, I'll take a few messages and then we get into our family clinic for today. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins. I've been at Hayden Filling Station, Ogudu, since 5:15 a.m. and I'm still here in the queue. Wow. They claim no fuel, but some special cars are entering and getting fuel. TJ from Ogudu. You see? It goes back to what I was saying. Is that one government? You know, we just run on press. We just, the hustle, the idea of hustling is not to contribute to your society or to contribute to your even your family. It's just for you to be able to oppress the next person. Do you know who I am? Who are you? Who are you? Do you know why? If you ask me that question, I'll ask, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Do you know who my father is? My response would be, your mama don't tell you. Your mama don't tell you. Just kidding. But hey, you know what I'm talking about. It's just annoying. Who are you in the scheme of things in this world? Eh? If you can't be, if you are a billionaire in dollars now, God, what will happen? Do you know who I am? Would it be quick to say that statement? Sorry about that experience. It's one of the things in society that we have to deal with. People taking advantage of the situation. And people, you know, not following the rule. There's nothing like deserving. You can stay on the queue. Someone who knows someone that knows someone will walk in and buy it. You know, and it's just painful, my brother. It's painful. It's just painful. No regulation whatsoever. But if all of you agree, you gather all together and say, today, nothing will happen here. No violence, so like what happened in Oyo State. We saw a fight in the filling station when it became a serious wahala. No fight. If you all agree and say, for where we do so, we must follow this line. Or as the manager of a filling station, just be like the manager of that Total filling station that someone talked about today. Anyways, hello, Collins. What's up, Lagos? Collins, Mobi filling station, Odogba is best filling station in Odogba. They're selling every day at 165 with proper orderliness. The manager is the best, noble, and just manager. Olalekan is sending a message here. Okay, I want to believe that. Thank you so much, and shout out. You see, you make the news. You make your name, you're hearing your name on radio if you're doing your things right. And we should encourage more of that. Anyways, we have come to the point where the switch gear is now. And bring you our story in the clinic today. So every Thursday, we have one family member that brings a story to the clinic for us to advise and also learn from it. And that has happened for the past 1 year now. And today we are going to bring yet another story. Now, before I share the story, I need to remind you that it is a no judgment zone. It's a time when you just listen to it and advise the gentleman or lady who's in the clinic as family members. There might be areas where you'll be like, I just slapped somebody. No, just calm down. Remember that the person is in distress, or the person is stressed or depressed, or is confused and needs direction and not criticism. And even if you're going to criticize, let it be constructive, the kind of criticism that would not insult, but the kind of criticism that would not help them make an informed decision in that situation. Remember, we might be reading the story of one person, but this situation could be the story of many others out there. So hey, if you're listening, have these in mind before you get a comment on the story. So shall we get into the family clinic now? Okay. Did I hear yes? All right, let's get into it quickly. But first, this message.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Clinic with the Techers. Now, let's get into the clinic.
time to get into the clinic. Welcome once again to the family clinic with the Techers. Andrea is away. She'll be back before you know it. All right. But first, let us bring the story in the clinic today. So, someone who would have a dummy name sent a message and wants advice on the radio. And here is the message on the clinic today. Well, good morning, detectives. My name is, we'll give a dummy name, let's say, Bridget. Yeah, my name is Bridget. I'm married legally since 2016 with three kids now, and I just gave birth to a baby boy earlier this year, this month. As I realize my husband is eating from another pot outside and equally having affairs with a woman outside for a long time, taking her responsibilities from their conversation, forsaking his own family. And each time I try to advise him to stop from what he's doing, he always gets angry with me and stops talking to me. I'm tired and upset on what he's doing. You see, I'm thinking of leaving the house, but my children, well, leaving the house would not be the best option because the lady might take advantage of that. What should I do? I'm totally confused. Please, I need a solid advice. Thanks. So I'm going to take Bridget's message one more time so that she listens to it and she needs advice. Perhaps someone is also in the same situation. So my name is Bridget, dummy name that is, and I'm married legally since 2016 with three kids now. I just gave birth to a baby boy earlier this month. I realized my husband is eating from another pot outside and equally having affairs with a woman outside for a long time, taking her responsibility from the conversation, forsaking his own family, and each time I try to advise him to stop from what he's doing, he always gets angry with me and stops talking to me, and I'm tired and upset on what he's doing. I'm thinking of leaving the house with my children, but leaving the house would not be the best option because the lady might take advantage of that. What should I do? I'm totally confused. Please, I need solid advice. Thank you. There you have it, Lagos. Bridget, her dummy name, she is in the clinic today. What advice would you give to her? She's got children. The husband is a cheat and she knows. She found out. And as a woman who is responsible, she said, please, sir, hey, Joe, this thing you're doing is not good. She advised, she tried to. The man will get angry and not talk to her. Now she has an option. She is looking at the option of getting out, carrying her children and going because she is devastated. You know how it is? Giving you all, sacrificing. And the man is lambing another woman outside. You know how that situation can be. Someone out there perhaps have been in that situation or you are in that situation right now. Bridget needs her help. Bridget needs her advice. What would you advise her? With three children, right? What would you advise her? What do you make of the old story, hearing what she said? Do you think her choice of taking her children and leaving is an option? What can she do to help regain or get back the cheating man? 0700-993-993-993. A lady, you can call 01465-7190. This is the Family Clinic, no judgment zone. Just advice for our good friend, our family member, Bridget. That's her dummy name, by the way. Hi, good morning. All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's a number to call. You can also call as a lady, 01465-7190. Hello, good morning.
Good morning
to you.
Hi, Deka.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jude, calling from Yaba.
Hi, Jude. How's Yaba this morning? Oh, Jude, come on. Get back to us. The lines are jamming. Let's try yet another. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Colin, good morning.
Yes, welcome.
You have Soshab on the line.
All right, Soshab, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great, let's talk.
You see, somebody who is cheating in a relationship, be it the woman or the man, if you don't bring it to the light, it will not stop. And the person will see you as somebody just singing songs. And it is now, it's not enough again for her to handle it.
Yeah.
So I would suggest she call his family and let them know about what is happening.
Okay.
Then the first step is to see whether to regain the man. If it is not, she should not bother about the next woman coming in.
Yeah.
She should give a gap. A cheating person, it must cause the person something to realize himself.
Mm-hmm.
If it involves leaving him, take your children and go. Stay a wife for somewhere. Then he will come back to his senses.
Okay.
Something must be done. It's not enough just to tell him to stop. He will see you as somebody just singing.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Soshibu. Appreciate you for that. But taking the children away, she's scared that the woman can just take advantage of that moving. And then it now becomes a double hala. Or, you know, it now becomes something. But I don't know. What do you think? You heard the story. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Gabriel calling from Ikoyi.
Okay, Gabriel, let's talk.
Yeah, leaving the house is not the best option for her now.
Okay.
To me, marriage is for better and for worse. Maybe when they first got married, there are some certain things that she usually do that keep him at home and get him attracted.
Yeah.
And after a while, when she gave birth to one or two, she tried to be like a normal housewife, wearing wrapper and all this. She doesn't look sexy for him. She doesn't cook what he normally likes. So to me, for her to leave the house is not the best option. It's just for her to like go back to her youthful stage. As in, when they first started, she should just imagine what attracts him to her. What makes him to come to her? What makes him to even decide to marry her? Let her change her lifestyle. She should not bother about whether he's going out or not. Mm-hmm. If she starts getting him attracted, nobody will tell him that my wife is my wife. I shouldn't be going out. He will come back to his senses and start attending to her.
Okay, that's a bit of an assumption, but let's assume that she's doing that already, and the man is still doing. What would you advise her?
I will advise her to stay and express patience. Patience triggers it all.
All right. Be patient in pain, in confusion. Is that easy? What? Ifeanyi is on the line. Hello, Ifeanyi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes.
I heard about this. I have heard the experience before.
Okay.
She didn't leave the house. Huh?
Yeah.
Because mainly, most of all these guys, me, I was affected too.
Okay.
I'm on a radio, I'm driving here because I'm on a FAQ trying to buy fuel.
Okay.
Happened to me once. Most of all those things are prayer. I know what my wife goes through too before she's getting herself. At times she depends on the food we eat outside. We don't know who knows us in bouquet. That is where I ate my own food. But the spirit that helped me cancel all these things. So she's going to leave the house for the woman, for the next person. Thank you very much.
All right. Wow. Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, Mr. Collins. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
Yeah, And this is John from Moe.
All right, John, what would you advise Bridget?
There was a similar case like that to a woman where I was living before.
All right.
When the woman packed away, the man brought the lady, and the lady gave birth to 5 children. I'm telling you, the woman is old now. She couldn't get back to the husband's house.
Wow.
My candid advice is that the woman should stay. That is her home, originally ordained by God.
Yeah.
She must not make an inch to move an ear away. Secondly, there's a spirit behind adultery. She has to back it up with strong prayers.
Okay.
When the Spirit of God come down and open his eye, he will see his nakedness. He will look for his family with tears and come back. She should not make any mistake to leave that house, because the moment she leaves, that strange woman will come and possess her. And that may be the end. She lost her family. Please, so.
All right.
Because I've seen several examples like that, and it's always end bad. She should stay. That is her home. God given it to her. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your advice. Aze's on the line. All right, we lost Aze's call. Well, WhatsApp messages are coming in. Let me take them as we go. All right. Good morning, Collins. My advice to Bridget is to turn a deaf ear and dumb wife. Completely ignore him and his activities. Do not ask him or discuss this issue with him again. Act like he doesn't exist and focus on yourself and your children. Give him the silent treatment morning, noon, and night and see his reactions. It's a quick recovery to Andrea. Thank you so much. Amaka from Ikorodu. Amaka, this is very sound, profound. You know, very, very, very. Good morning, the techers. She should call the family members and let them know before she makes any move. All right, good. Okay, good morning, Nigeria Info. Let the woman move with her life and overlook the husband, the husband is doing, and also be prayerful. One day the husband will come back to his senses. God will help her in Jesus' name. Nyoko Uku Jacob sent a message. Nyanko. Hope I got. Okay. Nyakno. Wow. Uko Jacob from Ogba. Your name is Trongo. Thank you. He said, what's up, Lagos? The woman should pay, should stay put and neglect the man's behavior and be prayerful. He might not be, okay, he said he might not be ordinary. He may be under an influence. Leaving the house might be a doom. Mr. Ade Omidiji sending a message. Thank you, Mr. Ade, for that message. All right, another message here says, good morning, Collins. I'm a Marachi from Okwafo. All right, so almost all men cheat. She should find something doing. Put her mind off the issue. With time, he will come back to his sense. Wow. She just ignored like that. That you got married legally. And you have children. And then you... Anyways. She will decide what advice works for her. Good morning, the takers. Rashid Noibi from Lagos. Honestly, I feel for the lady in the clinic. My solid advice for her is to report her to her parents, if alive, or the elders in the family. If that didn't work, she should keep being patient and prayerful for the sake of her children, inasmuch as their husband is not violent or abusive. This alone is a form of abuse. What does imagine is a form of abuse? Let me ask, cheating by law, is it a crime? Can you arrest somebody for cheating? Cheating, if you're legally married. Lawyers, are you out there, man? I don't know the law that much to answer that question. That's why I'm asking it. Is any lawyer out there? Please send us a message, a call. 0700-993-993-993. Is it a crime by law to cheat? If you cheat, you're married, and you now cheat, and you're caught, there's evidence. Can you be prosecuted? Just asking. Hi, good morning, Collins. As it stands now, the man's heart is outside and can't come back just like that. In advice, she speaks to her husband's mentor, family, and pastor so they deal with it all round. Umare from Agege, thank you so much. All right, good morning. The truth is, she isn't happy. She isn't happy with the marriage between two adults. If the husband chooses to be unreasonable, she should give him a distance so she could be happy and have a happy life. Campbell sent in that message. Williams is on the line. Let's hear from Williams. Hi, Williams. Good morning.
Hi, Colin. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, my take on this is basically, we always say women should pray, they should pray about things when they're going through distress in the marriage.
Yeah.
Well, being the men ourselves, why don't you own up and take responsibility? What do you say with us? Are we going to take the same thing? No.
Uh-huh.
So I would just advise the women, she should just be perseverant, but start doing something for herself. Just in case things fall apart. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Williams. Indeed, valid points there. It's easy when the man is cheating to tell the woman, you know what, marriage was better for us. But the other way around, let's just switch the coin a bit. If it's a man's wife is cheating, will you tell the man marriage is better for us? Stay there because of the children? Would that be solid advice? She's devastated right now. If you've been in that shoes, you know how painful that would be. And, you know, it's not that easy. You know what? Just be patient. Now, they make people, you go ask a person, please, Bridget, close your ear. Now, in the course, sometimes we hear that somebody, you know, stabbed the husband. We've heard stories of wives that go to the extreme. There's even a story of a woman. What she did was, she got information about the lady, the women that the husband was cheating with. You know, she got their details, became their friend on their G, invited them home, recorded the their conversation, and also, you know, open up. They say, I know you are cheating with my husband. And he did not know. So after that, she had the tape, she had all that, and then she actually went on to punish those women. You know, she went to the extreme, she took her time. You know, there are so many things that, you know, can come to your mind if you're in that situation. Some violence, can I do, you know, so many things. So she's in a very tight situation. You can't just tell her, ignore and move on. If she could, she would have done that. And if she's going to make that decision, you should flesh that a bit with a bit more detail. So why, if you ignore and move on, like one of the person that said, if you ignore and move on, you give him the silent treatment. So you're doing deliberately. And see whether he's going to change. But what if his heart has gone out? She even wants you to ignore. He even wants you to ignore and just, you know, give him the opportunity to do more. Would that work? She's in a very, very tough situation right now. She needs our help. Onyeka, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colin.
Hi, welcome.
Yes, what I want to chip into this discussion is that everybody's calling in to say, you know, the woman should endure, be there, and all of that. And the man will be there, gallivanting. If the society, if our system is a system that puts a man who deviated into his place through the law, because if you have to put a woman in a family way with children, and you decide to be going outside, then you should be taking care of those children. So if the law in this environment to say that even if you have to be, you know, going about, you must take care of those children, their feeding, their housing, their school fees and everything. I think men would think twice before they can be doing that thing.
That's right.
As we speak now, that woman is not well taken care of.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't give money. Because if he has money, I don't think that he will be in the same roof with that woman. So he's there, the woman is starving with the children, and everybody is calling in to tell her to manage, endure on whose account. So she too should be sneaking around to be sleeping with men to get money, to take care of those children. Why enduring and hoping for miracles to happen, Abi? If that man is meant to pay for upkeep, okay, you don't want this marriage again, Abi, and you wedded and you have those children. Okay, this is how much you must drop every month. You pay house rent for the children. You put upkeep and do all the basic things.
Yep.
And still go about. I don't think people will be calling in. Because those men that are calling in to be preaching gospel is because the woman will be suffering.
That's right.
At the expense of another person. Possibly be sleeping around. Because when you now see her sleep around, you say that is a married woman with children and look at what she's doing. You don't know whether she has business established. You don't know whether she has a job. Mm. You don't know whether she has in-laws that can even look at her side. No sugar from anywhere. You don't know. And somebody is calling in to say, endure, endure, endure. Or go and commit suicide. Mm. Or get frustrated and abandon those children and run away. Then those children will turn to the streets and become whatever we call them.
Right.
You know, we should be thinking about all these things before we give advice.
Yeah, what
the man should be made to be taking care of those children.
All right.
If you want to be sleeping around, no issues. But every month, this is what you give her.
All right. What advice would you give the woman now? Let's leave the man for a bit. The woman.
The woman, the thing is that I'm telling you, I know what the situation is like for that woman.
Yeah.
She does not have a money to pursue legal issue.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would have been the first place. Take it to this thing. The law will not state it clearly what his responsibility should be toward that woman.
All right. So
by the time the man takes care of that, then I will not know whether he will have enough change to start sleeping around.
All right. Thank you.
And be living under the same roof with the woman.
Thank you, Onyeka. I appreciate you and with the passion he spoke. We'll go and break now. Hello there. Welcome back. You are listening to Nigeria Info, no doubt. And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Take care. Well, the family clinic is live. If you just joined us, we had a story earlier of Bridget, which is her dummy name. Her husband is cheating. She's got three children. She's just devastated. She would love to have that fixed. She's thought of the fact that maybe she should run away. Not run away. Get the children and take them off with her. Just for sanity, but she feels that that option is not the best because it's going to affect her children. Now she's confused. The man is not ready to even have a conversation about that. Whenever she talks to the man about his cheating habit and eating outside habit, like she puts it, the man is always angry, you know, doesn't talk to her because of that. And now she's scared of leaving the house because the woman could just come in and take advantage of that. What would you advise Bridget? A lot of words have come from WhatsApp to our Facebook Live and YouTube, where we're streaming live, and phone calls too. We hope that at the end of it today, Bridget will find a reason to make the right decision in this situation. Well, before we get to hear more from you, there's some information for your... Some information for your information, right? That makes sense. Shall we listen to this?
All right, Velvet Sandpaper here, and as usual, I've got great news for you. Now, picture the most exciting secondary school sports event currently ongoing. Well, of course, it's the Maltina School Games 2022. So, my dear secondary students in Lagos, Kaduna, Kano, Jos, Uyo, did your school qualify for the Maltina School Games? Are you feeling the heat in your school? Now, in case you still don't know what the Maltina School Games is about, it is the annual inter-school sporting competition where secondary school students with abilities in sports participate in selected states and are celebrated. This annual sporting event is powered by Maltina in partnership with the Nigerian School Sports Federation. The Maltina School Games 2022 is engaging hundreds of secondary schools in Lagos, Uyo, Kano, Kaduna and Jos to compete in track and field games for an opportunity to represent Nigeria at the World School Championship Games holding later this year. To catch exciting moments, follow at Maltina on all social media platforms or stay tuned to this dial to check out www.maltina-nigeria.com/school-games- to participate of all tracks. Definitely. And of course, I've got some more great news for you. In fact, this is very important information. Vaccines that save millions of lives each year. The development of safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines are a crucial step in helping us get back to doing more of the things we enjoy with the people that we love. It is important to be vaccinated as soon as it's your turn, even if you've already had COVID-19. Getting vaccinated is a safer way for you to develop immunity from COVID-19 than getting infected. To register for vaccination against COVID-19, log on to nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. That is nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. Vaccines save lives.
Thank you very much for that information. Now we continue to take your messages. The phone lines are buzzing. The WhatsApp messages are on. If you just tuned in, let me take that story one more time as we take the last set of messages to wrap up, as hopefully our family member Bridget would get the right. You will hear what she needs to hear to make the right decision. Say, good morning, detectives. My name is Bridget. I'm married legally since 2016 with three kids now. I just gave birth to a baby boy early this month. I realized my husband is eating from another pot outside and equally having affairs with a woman outside for a long time now, taking her responsibility from their conversation, forsaking his own family. And each time I try to advise him to stop from what he's doing, he's always angry. And we stopped talking to me. I tried. He said, I'm tired and upset on what he's doing. I'm thinking of leaving the house with my children. He said, but leaving the house would not be the best, because the lady might take advantage of that. What should I do? I'm totally confused. Please, I need a solid advice. That's Bridget's story. What would you advise her? 1 minute you've got, everyone. Let's start the calls now. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, Sister Bridget, let me talk to you directly.
Okay.
You see, my name is Chifu Gochupu.
Okay.
Sister Bridget, please stay in your home. Don't go anywhere. Don't listen to anybody. Stay there. What you will do is like second caller said. What you will do when your husband comes, greet your husband very well. If there's food, cook food, give your children, keep for your husband. Keep being nice where you are. One day, God will touch that man. Please do not allow the people that are doubting the ability of God to confuse you. God is still God.
All right.
And if it's God that ordained that marriage, God will restore the marriage. Okay. That's the only thing we will take home.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Paul is on the line.
Hello, my name is Mr. Paul from Ikoroji.
Welcome, Mr. Paul. Let's talk.
Yes. Now I want to talk to that my sister.
Yes.
First of all, I want her to know one thing. Marriage is the only institution in the whole universe instituted by God. Marriage is instituted by God, and it's God that has power for it to solve any problem in marriage. Mm. There is no one marriage that is 100% okay.
Mm.
But I want her to know one thing. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 3, verse 4, verse 30, it said, if your character is bad, if you are spoiled, no matter how you decorate yourself with ornament or gold or whatever, say your spouse will despise you. What's her character like? We are hearing the part of the story she's telling. What is her character like? If she is okay, she should go on her knees. She will solve that problem with her knees. Let her go on her knees, because there are conditions in marriage. If she is keeping her own before God and man, let her go to God in prayers, and God will restore that man back. Anybody that is telling her to leave the house doesn't mean anything. I'm a married man.
All right.
There's no marriage that doesn't have problems.
That's right. Thank you so much, Paul. 1 minute. We have a lot of messages. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Collins. Good morning.
Good morning. 1 minute. Let's go. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, okay. Let me be anonymous. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This one happened to my around
All right, the line is going off and on. Just okay, hold it. Yes, yes, better now. Go ahead. It happened to your sister, you said.
This one happened to my sister around that COVID-19 period. Same problem with her husband. So immediately, I didn't tell her to pray or anything. Yes, I said pray to God. I said, but immediately what we did, she had two children. I said, go and keep the two children with the grandma and grandpa. At least, thank God, they can afford to pay school fees and all that. Then immediately get your certificate. She has forgotten she's a graduate. She entered marriage, gave birth. Get your certificate. Today, she's working in one big bank. bank and she has established herself wearing white and black, suited fit. I'm telling you today, since COVID-19, the husband is begging back. She has already packaged herself, pushed herself up. Even men are even begging to marry her. So the husband is now back begging and regaining his senses.
Wow.
So please, let's leave all this. I don't think if God is suited marriage, why is it imperfect? God is perfect now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. So she's a package herself and the man will come begging. That's what a lot of people have said. Now, on Facebook, let me take a few before because we're running out of time. It said, don't quit. You continue to play your role as a good housewife. At that point, he will stop on his own and come back home to apologize to you. What happened to the damage on the woman's life and person? You know, what about the stress is going? The man is ignoring them, the children, and you know, he's pushing outside there and running things. Ifeanyi Odor says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, clinic. This is Ifeanyi from Ikorodu. That woman should stay in the house. They may not be playing to, he may not be planning to bring the woman into the house. I don't understand that. Let me move away. There is more to it on earth. That's Olayinka from Ikorodu say, there's more to it. How on earth would he leave the whole family for another woman? Not even considering the newborn baby. She should be prayerful, Sha. That's what Olayinka said. All right. Let's move on again. Okay. Which other ones here? Okay. It's, good morning. Let it be clear. It's, I have the same experience. And that's what I do to make myself happy. Say, the woman should make herself happy emotionally and forget about the man. Okay, good morning, New Techers. Every man is saying she should be patient. I ignore him. Why? This is why this will continue to happen to women. Me, I will not take it. I will not tolerate it. He said, I will not ignore it. If men cannot take it, it's hard for women to too. You said, that's why she is in pain in the first place. Ify from Ikorodu. Ify, but what's your advice? He should not take it. What should she do? You know, just give us the advice. He needs directions. He's confused right now. Good morning, detectives. What's up, Lagos? Collins, my own contribution to the story of Bridget is that she might have been the cause of why the man is doing what? Come on, no judgment. What is your advice? Olushola, are you a cheat apologist? Just, hello. Good morning, Nigeria Info. I would like to be, okay, come on. Yeah, well, good morning, Collins. Good morning, the techers. I advise a woman to overlook the husband and focus on herself and children and make productive on a time of herself. You say the man will be jealous of her and come back to his family. Chigbata Samsung from Ogudu sent in the message. There are a lot of messages. I hope we can take all of them. It's a good morning to take us. Ma Zidodo says, if reverse should be the case, will the men tell the man to stay?